Hi everyone, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach from the Exit Coach Radio Show. You know, one of the biggest questions I get on the show is, what exactly goes into a business exit plan, and when should I start creating mine? Well, I always tell people that the best time to start was 5 years ago, but the next best time...
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message system. At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Matthews Law Firm.
Hi, Art Matthews, please.
He's on the phone right now. Mass is calling.
This is Bill Black. I was supposed to call him back. We were finishing up a radio interview. Can I hold for him for a minute?
Please hold. He's waiting for your call. Yes, he's holding.
Oh, okay.
He's
right,
waiting for your call. Please hold.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Art. Okay, so I'll just go into, I'll restate the question on the last question that I had, we'll answer that, and then I'll ask you for any other brief tips or ideas or precautions for our listeners, and then kind of wrap up with how people can get in touch with you. Yeah, that sound good?
You know, the only thing, we didn't get into any client stories, and there was one that I wanted to get into that where it's like I was helping a defendant. And so maybe, because the idea, the one about new things in the industry, there's really not much. And
that's kind of a good
question.
Other
than e-filing, which the clients don't care about that.
Okay, got it. Okay.
I mean, if we were in labor law or something, then be all sorts of different things to talk about. But
okay, no problem. I'll just launch into asking you about client situations, and then we'll go to the tips, ideas, or precautions, and then go out. Okay, perfect. Okay, here we go. 3.
Thank you.
Art, great information so far. Let me ask you a question. Do you have any client stories that maybe you could share with us to illustrate how you've worked with someone and what the outcome was?
Yeah, I think so. We've talked a little bit about how I do collections work where I'm representing the company that is owed money, the creditor, but we also can represent folks who owe money or who maybe lose a case and have a judgment against them. We represented a client earlier this year who had close to a $2 million judgment entered against him. He was being represented by a different attorney who didn't do a very good job, but his goal was to try to make it difficult for the other side to collect. And since we do a lot of collections, we also know how to play defense. And there's no law that says you have to make it easy for the creditor to collect. So we worked with him and sort of wore down the other side, through legal techniques. And we basically made it, got the case into a position where he could settle it for about less than a third of what he owed. So that was a good result for him, we thought.
So the client, and as you said before, the client really didn't have to worry. They weren't paying a lot of money up front for you to fight this. They were basically engaging you, and then you went in and said, hey, if we can recover, then we're going to get a contingency fee based on what we recover, right?
Well, that case was actually the opposite. We were representing the party that was trying to collect the money. I guess the point I was trying to make was that we do most of our work on a contingent basis, but we can also help clients play defense too. If they're in an unfortunate situation where they have a bad result in court or something like that. So that was the point I was trying to make with that one client.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I missed the mark on that. But
that's okay.
It's good to know that whatever side of a situation a client's on, they can get in touch with you and you'll help them from either side. And that's great to know. Can you just share some tips, ideas, or precautions for our listeners who might be thinking, I want to know more about this, but I want to know maybe what I should be doing or not doing along the way.
Sure. As we had touched on before, earlier on during the call, was it's really important to, if you can, as a, you know, as a seller of a product or service, get everything in writing. Get, you know, even if we see a lot of, I've worked with Fortune 500 companies that provide some services on a handshake basis. And so when things go south, it becomes a he said, she said affair. So if you can get a contract done and signed by the other side, by your customer, that is definitely the way to go. It just eliminates a lot of headaches down the road. And you can also insert provisions in there that are favorable to you, like attorney's fees clauses, venue clauses, things of that nature. Also with collections especially, they're, I like to say, it's probably not very funny, but they're not like fine wine. They don't get better with age. So the older you let these accounts get, the usually the more difficult it is to collect them. So, I mean, if you're 90 days out and you have a customer who's not paying you and is not communicating with you in a positive way, then I think it's time to get a third party like an attorney or a collection agency involved. And like I said before, we can work with, you know, we can work in a positive manner with your clients. If you want to try to, you know, salvage the relationship, or if you don't want to salvage the relationship, we can be as aggressive as necessary to collect.
Excellent. Excellent. And great tips. And, you know, if someone wants to get a hold of you, I know you have a website that is www.matthewsfirm.net. Is that right?
That's right.
It's
and that has all of our contact information.
Okay.
.net. And Matthews with two T's.
Matthews with two T's. And so if someone wants to find out more about you, is that the best place to start? Or if they have an urgent matter, should they call for a consultation?
They can absolutely call if they would rather go that route. And our phone number is 714-647-7110.
So, you know, listeners, when you're facing this daunting task of someone who's slow or really being problematic, and you think, you know, I'm tired of asking, it's not going to happen, I'm not getting anywhere with this, this is a great resource for you to have. So call Art Matthews, call the Matthews Law Firm, get in touch with them, find out more at their website, matthewsfirm.net. Art, I really appreciate you taking the time today to share with us some valuable tips and ideas, and I hope that you'll come back again and tell us some more stories. I think our listeners learn a lot through those, and I really appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining me.
No, absolutely, Bill. Thank you very much as well. And I'd be happy to come back in the future.
All right. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, so please stay with us.